When more than four candidates applied to run for city council, it kicked in the necessity to hold a primary to trim down the number of candidates for the two open council seats that will be decided in November's general election. Early voting opened July 30th and will conclude this Friday at 5 p.m. The primary will be held all day Tuesday, August 13th. KPCW has left phone messages with City Council candidate Lisa Wilson at her home and on her cell phone and sent emails as well. None has been returned nor replied to. Candidate Bill McKenna replied to one email saying he has been, quote, extremely busy with a couple projects and travel, and an interview with KPCW last week wouldn't work because he would likely be out of cell range. He said he would talk to his campaign manager to see what he could arrange. KPCW never heard from McKenna's campaign manager, nor was notified as to who that person might be, so we could follow up. KPCW also offered to let McKenna come in for an interview this week. His response was, quote, apologies, I'll be flying all day. McKenna never replied to a final email offering him a choice of days to come in for an interview this week. We attempted to leave a similar cell phone message, but his voice message system was full and couldn't accept any new messages. Park City senior recorder Sharon Bauman estimates that it will cost city taxpayers about $5,500 to provide for early voting and primary for residents. Park City Mayor Dana Williams says paying for a primary is just the cost of doing business.
It's kind of too bad because the taxpayers have to pay for this. And you'd think that, if people weren't going to make any effort at all, they wouldn't bother signing up. But again, you just get to the point where there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. You've got to go by the rules.
He adds, well, it's not ideal. This is democracy in action, and there's nothing he can do about it.
Democracy's tough at times, and you kind of have to acknowledge people's right to be able to run or not run campaigns. And it's, I think it's a little frustrating, but there's absolutely nothing we can do about it.
Williams ran three campaigns. He says if you're serious about winning, it's a lot of work.
Even the year I was unopposed, it was a lot of work. You know what? Because basically you're on, and you're under the gun, and you're under the microscope, and people always want to talk when you're, you know, buying a quart of milk, and they want to tell you their issues and everything else, and that's all great, and it is a huge effort, and I think you see some of the candidates are spending their spare time walking the streets and trying to go to groups and be present at things so that people see them out among everybody. So yeah, it's a huge time commitment.
That's Park City Mayor Dana Williams. Lisa Wilson and Bill McKenna are running against incumbents Alex Butwinski and Cindy Matsumoto and political newcomers Tim Henney and Mary Windsor. As of Tuesday afternoon, 64 people had cast early votes. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.